This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Attention all rangatahi. We know figuring out adulthood can mean facing a mountain of challenges, but fear not, because we've got your back. Citizens Advice Bureau can hook you up with what you need to navigate life in Aotearoa. Need help with getting your ID sorted? No problem. Want advice on flatting, buying a car, or understanding insurance? We've got you covered, and it's all free and confidential. Go to cab.org.nz, call 0800 367 222, or visit a CAB near you. We're here to help.
And it is Citizens Advice Bureau Awareness Week. And as you might have gathered from that message, youth are very much the focus of this week. And we thought we'd take some time to explore that now with Citizens Advice Bureau Dunedin Manager Anna Leslie, who joins us on the line now. Kia ora, Anna. Nice to have you with us.
Morena, Jeff.
Anna, I guess from your perspective, one of the things you'd be interested in when looking at your services in relation to youth is just what are youth most commonly engaging with Citizens Advice Bureaus about across the country?
In the country, it's pretty similar to here. It's residential tenancy, including disputes, is the top area of inquiry for under 25-year-olds. Then employment contract and conditions, flatting, employment disputes, and traffic offences, accidents, and that would include insurance, and then complaints about goods and services.
I suppose, Anna, one of the things that Citizens Advice would be thinking about through all of this is how are we engaging with youth? Do they know about us? Do they understand what kind of services are available? And I suppose that's what you're giving attention to with the development of resources and so forth.
Yeah, so we're preparing a new report, a spotlight report on youth engagement, which explores all those common issues. And we're also developing a new youth-focused website, which is exciting, and that will be using specially curated selection of Your Rights articles from Cabnets, which are focused on those issues which young people most often seek help about, and it filters out a lot of the stuff that they're not really thinking about yet, like wills or EPAs, things like that.
I suppose it makes sense, doesn't it? At that time in someone's life, there is so much change going on, particularly in many instances, the move away from home and having a lot of those those kind of issues resolved for them or through the family, but then suddenly finding themselves much more responsible for decision making and for making sure they navigate their way through being able to live independently.
Yeah, so I guess coming an adult is it does bring a lot of new challenges when you first move away from home. It's good to have somewhere to go when you have a question or you need some advice. And like we've said, it doesn't matter what the issue is: employment, flatting, getting your ID sorted, understanding your insurance. CAB can help you with that. And we're all about people understanding their rights and youth understanding their rights, so they're empowered to deal with the world and get the most out of life as a young adult. Because, I mean, they'd probably, Google would be the way, most people would look stuff up, which is great, but it won't always get you what you need, and it won't do it in a way that makes you feel heard or understood. Yeah, so we have 30 CAB volunteers here that deliver that free info and advice service.
Free is an important part of it too, of course, and that might be something that not everyone appreciates, that that Citizens Advice Bureau can do a significant amount of work alongside you to get you where you need to be in terms of information. And I guess you can also be very well positioned to refer young people to other services if you need to.
Yeah, that's right. So we always do as much as we can at first. We always listen to people, figure out where they're at, what's happened to them, what have they done so far, and then tell them what their rights are or what should have happened in their situation and what their rights are in that situation, and then how to resolve their issue. And at that point, that might mean using another service, But that's once we've exhausted what we can do.
And it's not necessarily all about problem resolution, is it, either? I mean, people might be new arrivals to the city, for example. They might just want to know how to connect with local groups and so forth, sports and recreational groups, craft groups.
Yeah, that's correct. And we definitely, we have a community directory. We have a massive community online directory, 35,000 listings, I think, round the whole Motu. But yeah, so that's like community services, support groups, clubs, activities, just looking for somewhere to go and tramp with people, or, you know, a huge amount of things on there.
We've got a very diverse city here, of course, and all cities across the country are now as well, but particularly with their student population and so forth, but new arrivals, we've got refugee families arriving in the city too, who might not necessarily assume that they've got automatic access to this kind of information that is there for everyone.
Exactly. So you don't have to be a New Zealand citizen. And I know that's a confusing thing about our name, but yes, it doesn't relate to having citizenship. It's just everyone who lives here. So that's whether you're a resident or whatever your status here, you can get help from us.
Looking at the other side of the fence, if you like, in terms of citizens' advice bureaus, of course, you are volunteer powered, and is this also an opportunity, with the focus on youth this week, to think about how youth might engage as volunteers with the agency?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great place for young volunteers, and we're always looking for diversity in our volunteers that reflects society. That's, age, gender, or ethnicity, and people that really want to make a difference. So you get really thorough training and induction. You get a lot of experience. It's really good for your future work life and your CV. You work alongside a whole lot of other dedicated volunteers, and everyone's learning together, making a positive impact on helping people with helping people. If you're keen to volunteer, our role is actually on Volunteer South, but there's also a way to just contact us, like volunteer with us from our website as well. You can fill in that form.
Just got a wee bit of a rough line there, Anna, but anyway, we'll make sure we've got the key details here. So you do have the website, which is cab.org.nz. You can call Citizens Advice Bureau locally on 471 6166. That's 471 6166, and there is a free phone number as well, 0800 367 222. And where can people find you if they want to do face to face, and how does that work if that's necessary?
Yeah, 155 Princess Street, so that's on the corner of Dowling and Princess Street in Rogers House. Yeah, we don't make appointments, so people can just pop in. Sometimes it's a good idea just to call first, so use the Dunedin direct dial, because that 0800 number may be answered around the country, although you can tell them that you would like to speak to Dunedin and they'll hook you up. But yeah, you can just walk in, ring first just to check that there's not a whole lot of other people waiting, and then you're not, sitting around waiting for an hour. But yes, that's how you, any of those ways is fine. A lot of information on our website too, if you just want to have a look there first.
Okay, that number again is 0347 16166, and we look forward to seeing the further resources that are developed as part of the new youth-focused website with Citizens Advice Bureau. It's Citizens Advice Bureau Awareness Week, the focus on youth on this occasion, but of course the service there for everyone. Anna, great to catch up with you again. All the best for this week. Have you got anything special planned for it?
No, not really. Just a lot of Facebook posts. So if people want to follow us on Facebook, that would be fantastic. It's just Citizens Advice Bureau Dunedin. Around the country there's lots of radio ads, and it's a national thing every year. So, yep.
Right. If you want to take some time to tell perhaps a young person that you know about Citizens Advice Bureau and what they're there to do, that might be quite helpful, particularly if they're settling themselves into a new academic year, for example. That's just one group of youth, of course, but there for everybody, as we've said. Anna, thanks so much for joining us here. All the best for this week, and indeed for all of the year. And a big thanks to the massive team of volunteers, both here in Ngāti Poti, Dunedin, and around the country, that do such great work with Citizens Advice.
Thank you. Thanks. Thanks, listeners. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.